The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show as Mikey V arrives. And here comes Joey D out of the gates as well. Can we get some eyes on the D-Man? Audio is connected and another really nice crispy sweater from the D-Man. D-Man, welcome to the program there, big dog. Joey Swole Cuts in full effect. He is back. The return of the Swole. I think it's great, Joseph. I really do.
I mean, there's a time that comes, Bob, where you just have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, change has got to be made. And that's exactly what is, what happened. I remember there was a time not too long, well, seems long ago now, but where I looked on the scales like 220 and I was like, damn, I really got to get back into it. I got to get back to like the 200, like just got to lose like 20 pounds. Now that's like, That time has come and gone. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. A lot of people are like, oh, you're still doing. I'm like, dude, I'm 3 days in. You know, like the first week, I feel like you can be motivated to do it. It's like, where are you going to be in a month from now? Or, you know, and then the tough thing is the holidays are coming up. And I know there's an inevitability of like some of the meals that I'm going to have during Christmas and stuff. It's just going to happen. But I'm going to have to bust my ass harder. It is what it is. We'll see what happens.
We got Swole Cuts coming back, and then but FP's been in the gym, which is really good to see too.
Really?
So Mike has he continued going?
Really?
Well, that's another story, but I believe he's partying up in Miami. But he look, the want is there. You know what I mean? And I think that's half the battle. So when we, you know, a lot of people thought it was clickbait, which partially it was on the Brilliantly Dumb Show when we said there's got to be changes for Bob to sports. Part clickbait, but part two, I mean, there is some changes coming along. I think it's terrific.
I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see how long it lasts, right? Yeah. I do think that if I could go with this in the past, I mean, Bob, you know, I've gone like crazy and I've lost a bunch of weight. But the problem is then I just get complacent and I put it all back on again, right? Like, it's like, I think, Mikey, you would know, like, trying to, like, lose the weight is one thing, but keeping it off and continuing to maintain, like, a healthier lifestyle is, like, a whole different fucking kettle of fish.
Yeah, I don't know anything about kettles of fish, but I know one thing is that the timing is going to be difficult for you. Like, you chose a fucked up time to do this. Like you said, the holidays is a very, very tempting. You know, for me, it's going to like the routine has to stay the strictest around the most like difficult times. And that's the holidays. Like this time of the year, like you really have to be so good the days that, you know, you don't have any engagements between the holiday parties, the work parties, like all like going to the family, like the days off of work, things like that. So for me personally,
you don't think I could do it?
No, I do. I just think the timing is you made it more difficult on yourself is what I'm saying. Like starting before Christmas is hard.
Well, why not do it at the hardest time? And then it gets easier as you go on.
No, I mean, that's true. If you can get over the hump, that's very true. I mean, but I'm just saying like, I like usually like people will wait until after the new year. So like the New Year's resolution thing, but you didn't like to do that. I mean, we've shit on New Year's resolutions anyway. We've said it's overrated.
You know, it is true. But Joe, maybe if you did decide to do that, all that fat turns into muscle. So if you just beef up, and then Cutsy just gets all fucking yoked out. But I do see what you're saying, at least, Mike, that it's a tough time. But Joe, you were just so eager to start.
The people mistaking me for Perez is where I draw the line. That's where it started happening regularly. And it's time. It's time, man.
Did it have something to do with that airport when we ran into the fan that thought it was you?
That's not the only time it's happened. It's happened a couple other times. Even the other day, I was golfing and I was golfing with this guy, and I from the other tee box, I heard, "Hey, Fatty P," and I,
oh my God. Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that's being addressed to me. Because I can't imagine who else would be screaming out Fatty P. And I didn't look. And then it happened again. And I was like, I'm not giving this guy the courtesy of turning around and looking. And it was at that point where I was just like, that's it. I mean, then the ROM video came out. And Jet and Ticketer elaborate on a fucking video where he's asking who weighs more. Like, what are we doing here, dog? Come on, man. I put out the weight on the scale, people are like, you're only 259. I thought you were like pushing 280. And I'm like, yo, part of the problem is
and by the way, you weighed yourself with like clothes on and probably not in the, you're supposed to weigh yourself first thing in the morning, completely stark naked.
Mikey, does my face look a little thicker to you?
Yeah. You blew up.
Seriously?
Yeah, you blew up, man. I was going to tell you before, but I didn't want to like, you look like you blew up a little bit.
Seriously?
Oh, no. Bob, you look exactly the same every time. You have a very consistent, look. Like I don't feel like your weight, does your weight fluctuate? Because I feel like you always look pretty much the same all the time.
I'm telling you, I think that Arizona trip, we packed on so much, and I look at myself, I'm like, okay, you look lean, but on the scale now, I'm 196.
I don't fuck with the scale, man. You know, a lot of people, they ask me, like, you know, well, what are you doing LB-wise, like month to month? I don't weigh myself ever. I go completely off of how my clothes fit. Like, how am I fitting into my 36... a 36 waist to 38 waist, like dress pants versus jeans. Like, that's how I could know how I'm.
But that's
how
not
I'm
a good doing. Median though. You don't know what you weigh then.
Yeah. I don't care though. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, cause like, I know
that's a good place to be.
That would have ruined. That would have sent me into a tailspin. If you said that I did, I would have ran 10 miles.
I know you. I should have kept it going, but I'm just fucking with you. But, no, I just like weight, like to me, like I know if I'm fucking up bad. Like I know when I'm gaining weight from my clothes. I know.
Like instantly. Daytona, you're out of control.
Daytona, yeah, Daytona was crazy, bro. But Daytona was like, that was in February of this year. So I got hurt in November of last year. I wasn't even able to get back into the gym until January. So that was only a month back into the gym. I was still a fat fuck. So I had to really like that was in the very beginning stages of getting back to where I needed to be.
That Daytona trip, we set the tone with that ice cream that night to where when you start like that, I've had some Bob the Sports trips where it started out where I'm holding my own. But the second you have that one cheat meal, I just get in. Oh, fuck it. You know, 3-4 days, I'll get back to the grind, you know, after that.
I mean, to do the full like breakfast, it's bad enough to order out. But to do it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks and dessert, like that's really where you really have like crossed the line of just being a total piece of shit. Like we toe the line, but that's where you cross the line of just being the worst ever.
That seems to be a regularity for us.
See, that's the nail on the head that Joe just said.
Well,
this is a regular occurrence. For me, I go on maybe a handful of those trips a year. So when I go, I really don't care because I never do that. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just want to remind you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at SeatGeek. You have a lot of things in full swing. NFL getting ready to lead on into the playoffs, NBA in full swing. Look how NHL is going. If you want to do any of these live events, make sure you do it the right way and use the code BDSHOW10. That's BDSHOW10 for 10% off any tickets on SeatGeek, whether you're a new customer, return customer, it doesn't matter. BDSHOW10 is going to get you 10% off your tickets. Make sure you keep an eye out for the green dot when searching for your tickets to ensure that you're getting the best deal available. The fine folks over at SeatGeek are looking out for you. BD Show 10. We'll see you over there. Thank you to SeatGeek for sponsoring this program. Can I tell you guys what? I screen recorded this clip yesterday. I think I watched it 1,000 times.
This guy is so sick.
Somebody's going to get Joe. You are going to get completely fucking roasted by it.
It's one of my favorite clips of all time, okay?
It's for now, sure me. I think it's out of control.
I thought Joe was going to say something in this clip.
Okay, so it is you.
It looks like he's getting ready to say something, but then nothing comes out. It's one of my favorite. Look at the D-man here. He doesn't say anything.
I was dying, dude. What are we doing here, man? This guy is absolutely.
The thumbs up, bro, is so good. Joe, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I was expecting you to say something also, but I kind of like it. I like the message where it's just like, guy's just showing the work he's putting in.
Yo, it's one of my favorite clips.
And by the way, let me say something right now. I don't want to put every time I go to the gym in, but there's actually been a lot of people who've reached out to me and they're like, okay, let's do this together. So like, especially like early on, I don't want to like not post stuff because I want to keep like, by the way, I'm not a spokesperson for anybody, but if I can help motivate someone else to like get into the gym and do stuff, like then I'm gonna do it. But you know, the gym isn't the issue. I go to the Nicole gets me to the gym almost every day. It's the eating, dog.
That's what he said to me the other day, Bob. He said, I go to the gym every day. He goes, it's not a matter of going to the gym. He goes, it's the diet. The diet. And that's what people I don't think get, man. Like the diet is literally like, it's disturbing. It's like 70% of the whole thing, 70 to 80%. The workout is just like.
It's amazing though. Like when you, what you put, I think we're at the age now too. Even I'm at the age, even being younger, you guys were like, If you have a late night McDonald's, you're going to feel that the next morning, where it used to not be like that. You used to just rip.
No, you used to eat whatever you wanted, man. Yeah. Metabolism's a bitch. And, you know, I put on my Twitter the other day, I said, you know, they got now self-driving cars and robots and all this shit. You'd think that they would have found a way to figure out how to, like, make bad food taste good. Good food tastes good because all the stuff that's not good for you tastes good, and everything that's healthy, like 90% of it, tastes like ass.
Some guy replied to that tweet, some random, and he was like, yo, just why don't you just make your like cook your own meals? And Joe's response was,
oh yeah,
I don't cook, dog.
I don't.
I was just plain and simple, like bro.
By the way, I saw him going at it with people on Twitter. It's like, it's like one of the only weight loss journeys where like the person losing weight is just like, yo, fuck you.
Because people are like talking shit, and I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm better than anybody, but it's like, why does everybody have to comment on something? You know, like,
well, Joe, I mean, you have
this guy
hundreds of thousands of followers. Wow. Like, if you're going to put something like that into the atmosphere, you don't think
it holds me accountable.
Right, but there's going to be people that are going to break your balls.
This guy wrote, bro is folding on day one. I said, fuck you, folding. I'm spitting facts.
Dude, he's even better on Twitter. I'm telling you.
He's arguably the best.
I don't understand. Like, I guess with Joe now, I've kind of like, I used to get really annoyed. Like, I'd get upset with Joe. Like, Joe, don't respond back to them. Like, it's a losing game. I've kind of learned to just let him go. Like, just let him eat. You know,
I'm never going to say anything that's like totes the line.
Like a Jersey Jerry type thing.
Yeah, I'm never going to like threaten someone or say something derogatory, but I'm not going to tolerate someone coming for my throat if it's uncalled for. It's like, what are we doing? No, like, let's be civil here. You know, you can make fun of me, but like at the same time, like, you know, pick the right time, you know, like right. You go on these streams and like these guys just come from my throat, Mikey. They just like, dude, those, it's relentless.
I don't even know how you guys can read those comments, bro. I don't even know how they're so rapid fire. I look over, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I can't even like, it's
annihilated.
Too much.
Yeah, we do. Everybody, anybody who comes on the stream gets like, nobody's safe. I, to be honest, I'm so used to it for doing it so long now that like the comments, it just doesn't get me anymore. It really does. We're just so used to it. I just think just getting fucking roasted.
Mikey, do you have haters?
Yeah, you know I got
it. Oh, you know when
I'm asking. Mikey's got the voices.
I got plenty of haters.
You know when Mikey's haters, like I feel like Mikey had a time where like you like no, he wouldn't get any hate at all. When Mikey started getting some haters, from what I've noticed, Mikey, is when he put out the Justin Fields report that didn't come through. Anything he posts about the Bears, they'll just be like, yo, isn't this the Justin Fields guy?
My biggest haters come from my sports teams. They hate Ohio State, they hate the Yankees, and then people come at me for the Bears all the time. But like people think, like, inherently hate the New York Yankees and hate Ohio State. Like that's just two teams that I know people just no matter what, they just hate them. Like the Jets. Jed has no real reason to hate Ohio State.
Oh, he hates the Yankees.
Right. And there you go. And people have no reason. Like, it's not personal. It's just they hate the team. It is what it
Jed
is.
Jed doesn't even have a real team. Like,
he's just a degenerate gambler. He's
a troll. He's like a real life
troll. Total internet.
He's a good troll, though. He really
is.
Well,
he'll
get pissed.
He's a talented
troll.
If you tell him like, hey, you're a troll, he get pissed. He's got game, but he's an internet troll, and he won't want to hear that. But that is true. He's an internet troll.
He should take pride in that. I think he's, you know what? Because trolling to me is like when you troll somebody, like if you're good at it and you're so like nondescript and discreet and like under the radar that the person really doesn't have any clue and they get angry, but not for what they should be getting. It's actually, it comes off so brilliant. So you should take some pride in it. I think he's a great troller.
Trolls on the internet are different than trolls in real life. Like troll in real life. Like Skip Bayless is to me the ultimate troll. Like he is the guy.
It's all an act though.
But he started that, like, and then I felt like people followed. Like, I always say I used to love Colin Cowherd, but then, like, Skip Bayless used to, like, he trolled, but then it's, like, clickbait now. Like, Colin Cowherd does the same thing.
Yeah, it's so bad now. It's so bad.
When Colin Cowherd was with ESPN, Michael, he never used to do that. He was the
man. When he was on ESPN radio, he was actually decent. Now he's so, like, he botches, like, such easy, like, basic sports information. It's, like, it's so bad. And I'll give you another one. This Dove Kleinman on Twitter is one of the absolute biggest clickbait guys. And he has tons of followers.
It works.
And he just does like the most ridiculous, like, what do you think this person is doing? Like the worst clickbaity shit imaginable. But it, like you said, it works. It works. The engagement goes way up. I just think it's just so, so stupid. But
ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what else works is the fine folks over at
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Something that I want to say that really, really bothered me that I honest to God did not know. And I stay pretty up to date sports. Like I know ball, but finding out that Oregon was in the Big Ten really, really bothered me. College football.
What? You didn't know that?
I did not know that. Did they come in this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
think the Pac-12 completely
dissolved. It dissipated.
You can't even keep track of where these teams are anymore. Like they've really, I think it's kind of ruined it. As good as college football is, it's really ruined it.
The weirdest thing about college football this year was that you had these teams. I think that you came close to a new team in all the mega conferences, a new team to the conference, winning the conference championship game. You had Arizona State. They're new to the Big 12.
The fact that they're getting a bye is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, you don't know yet. You don't know yet.
Well, they won their championship.
Yeah, but it's between them or Boise State for that last bye. You don't know which one's going to get it.
But I'm saying the fact that one of those teams would get a bye over a team like Ohio State or Georgia is ridiculous.
The bye system is a little crazy. But again, like what I was saying was, there's a new team in the conference that played for their conference championship. Arizona State, Texas was new to the SEC. They almost won it. You had Oregon, new team to the Big Ten, won the Big Ten title. And then you had in the ACC, you almost had SMU beat Clemson. Now. So, I mean, like it was crazy that all these new teams came into the conference. Not only that, but they did so well, all the new teams that came into the conference, which surprised me greatly. But it's convoluted because the Big Ten dissolved the divisions. There's no more East-West. Now it's just the two best records. But in the SEC, it's still the SEC East and the SEC West. So it's like, you know, and in the ACC, same thing. You got a team like Clemson with three losses playing in the conference championship. Personally, to me, like, you know, it's tough to leave Miami out of that game, even though Miami lost a couple games, still the record was better. So, again, to me, it's like they got to figure a couple things out still. But it looks like it's trending to like just like a couple mega conferences.
But it's like even like USC being in the SEC, like them.
No, the Big Ten.
I'm sorry, USC playing in the Big Ten. The travel that they have to do now, it's
like Rutgers has to go to USC. Like that's ridiculous.
Great. It's just nuts. It's hard to keep track.
They're prepping them for the NFL. That's what they're doing. The NFL, you got to do that.
Yeah. With all the NIL and all the transfer portal now, the whole thing is just, it's like turned up on its head. It's just, it's not the same. It's just different. It's just totally different. Like you got these teams that are like, they're built from the portal and they could just compete. Like they just have these guys, like this running back from Arizona State who lit it up yesterday. He's a transfer guy. He transferred in there. Like these guys are just, it's crazy.
Mikey, did you buy an Arizona State coffee mug that I saw?
Sure did. Yeah. I made the promise. I said, if Arizona State covers this spread, because I gave it out for the subs, I was like, I'll buy some kind of Arizona State. I've been known to do that though. Like if a particular game, I've been known to do that.
Didn't I send you a jersey one time?
No, but you went to the Ole Miss game and I bought the powder blue polo because it was so nice. That Ole Miss, me and Lou bet, me and Luna Lou party bet the Ole Miss game because you were there and we took Ole Miss and they covered and we got the Ole Miss
polo. I remember that, but I think I sent you a jersey of somebody or I sent you something, socks or of somebody that we want to bet on that we absolutely loved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was socks. It was socks, but I don't remember who. But it was socks.
Yeah.
It was a player. It was a prop bet, probably back in the Prize Picks days.
And yes,
it was a sock of somebody. I don't remember who though.
You know what?
It was good.
What prop bet still bothers me till this day? It was one of the most detrimental prop bets we've ever had.
Yeah, I bet you. I know. Derek Carr rushing.
That's exactly what it was. That's exact. Mike, why don't you tell the folks about the Only Subs meetup?
Only Subs meetup January 11th, NFL wild card Saturday, two games. Listen, going to be a lot of fun. Live DJs, live music. Joe's shaking his head. Don't know why, but you know, everything's a big joke to Joe. So we'll just say that. Listen, it's going to be a fun time.
Sound like Tiesto's headlining for the thing.
Oh, man.
Yo, you're just such a cocksucker sometimes. Do you realize how big of a jerk off you are sometimes?
Can't you take a joke? It's funny.
You just fly
you perked
through the world.
Up like...
Right. No, I mean, he asked me a question. I wasn't even ready for it. I didn't know
he
was going
to He went from
that.
Like this, Bob, to all of a sudden he's like, let me tell you about the Only Subs meetup. We got DJs coming
I can hit it because I can hit balls off the fly, dude. That's what I can do. You know what I mean? Like you could come at me with high heat and I could put it out of the park. That's what I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Because Mikey, high heat to you is belt high, baby.
That's exactly right. Hey, might be in on Corbin Burns, Bob. Might be a Corbin Burns situation for the Yanks.
I'll be honest with you. Not that I know people get upset when we just talk Yankees, but if the Yankees don't get Soto, I don't think it's the worst thing. My dad was going on a rant about it. And I don't disagree with him. No, it's not the Joe, you could go out for what they're going to pay this guy.
That's the correct side of the argument if you're going to argue it. That's true, because you're going to be crippled. If you go and get him, like, you're not going to do much else. Like, that'll be it.
That's
if
it.
You get one
the
Soto,
Dodgers went and got Otani, and then they got all these. They just got Blake Snell now.
Yeah, they're rewriting the book, though, man. Yeah. They're rewriting the way business is done with these, like, delayed contracts and paying deferred money
they're
down
smart.
The road. And they are. I'm not arguing that at all.
You could hand them the title next year. They're going to win
it
again.
Oh, they're gonna win with
injury dependent. Baseball's weird, though. You know that, Bob. Baseball's very weird. But yeah, again, back to the Only Subs meetup real fast. January 11th, Saturday. You get your ticket now online. All you could drink, full open bar, first 4 hours for the first game. Second game will be there. Live DJs, game sound on, Luna Woodfire Tavern. That's the official sponsor of the Billy Dumb Show.
It is.
And that'll be a very fun night. We're gonna have a lot of people there. It's gonna be a really good time. If you like to watch games, all you can eat food, really good food and drinks. It'll be a fun time. So January,
are you giving out picks?
Yeah, for sure. That's our game. I mean, that's our meetup, just like last year. So
by the way, you know, with Luna Lou, don't you get concerned to a point that he's got too many businesses on his plate? Like he's opening stores. He's an entrepreneur.
I never worry about it. I just let him cook. You know, but he's like, the type of guy you just walk away, let him cook.
Is the Valley Nutrition thing still going? He opened the nutrition store.
It's a great question. Great question.
I love Luna Lou, but that's the last guy you would expect to open the nutrition.
He starts selling like beds or something, doing like some kind of. He's into everything, man. He really is.
Which I respect. I mean, the guy's a grinder. Is that still open, Mikey?
I don't know. I think so. I haven't heard about it closing, so I'm sure it is still open, but I don't know. We've talked about it before, and we'll talk about it again. You know, maybe now that – I mean, listen, this show is revolving around fitness these days. Joe is in full Jack Mulane mode. He's ready to go. He's turning his life around one day at a time, one session at a time, and again, tough time of the year to do it. You got to tip your cap, because that's really like, you know, that's really like fighting an uphill battle during the holidays, man. The cookies out there and all that shit. That's tough.
I ying when other people yang. That's what I do. this guy is unbelievable, man.
This is the greatest clip. Dude, this is the greatest clip. Yo, I have watched
Joe, you
this.
Knew he was going to, you put something up like that. You know, he's going to do that. You know that. Like, did you think that was just going to go?
I was dying there, Michael. I was dying.
Was that at the end of what, cardio or what were you doing?
Yeah, I do this incline, like the 15 incline.
Yeah, the incline walk
for 30 minutes, and it's good, fucking
though.
Harder than jogging,
you know,
dude. It's
you know, good though. Jogging. Let me tell you something. No good for you, bro. No good.
No, it's not. Running's not good.
Bullshit. You know, I mean, running is good, but it's
you know
the body.
Who's been going to the gym and he just rips the elliptical, and if I ran into him at the gym, I'd be fucking horrified.
Whoa.
Jet goes on the elliptical now, time to time, but like, do you know how pissed off he probably, like, running into him at the gym has to be quite the fucking experience, because he does not want to talk in general. If you run into him at the gym, he is not going to want to conversate. But just
I'd love to watch a workout that he does.
Me too.
See what exactly he does. Those thunder thighs have been. If he's doing squats,
no, he
watch
does,
out, man.
Right.
If he's doing, let me tell you something. That guy's doing squats. He needs like a 5-foot radius with no one around him with those things, man.
Yeah, really?
I never noticed that. My God, this guy's got hot thighs of a heifer.
Tickets got. He's built. He's got a big undercarriage.
Yeah, but he don't have.
He's got a caboose ticket.
Yeah. He's Mikey, built down there.
Have you heard about Jet's balls? We've talked about it, right?
Yeah, we've talked about the balls. Yeah,
probably like two giant pomegranates just hanging down, dude.
He's got notorious balls.
Yeah, that's
horrifying.
I never really noticed like that. He's had big legs. Ticket, I've noticed. I'm like, yeah, Ticket is like the he's type of guy that dog. Like Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason would love, because they were always like, quarterbacks have to be built real thick below the waist. They always like judge their quarterback evaluations on guys who had thick asses and thighs. So Tick is like, he's got trunks down there. I've noticed that.
Yeah, dude, he really has slimmed down, which good on him, because there was a time
he looks great. Remember
Joe when he just went off the rails and it was like he was trying to gain.
Guys are ordering fucking McDonald's, like that's tough, man. You go away for a week, bro. You you have no motivation when you come back from something like that to just go back to the normal ways.
Tick goes on the extremes though. He went from like literally postmating everything and eating everything. If like Bob, by the way, I see this, and I see this with all due respect, Bob, mentally you're the fattest out of all of us, because like Bob will initiate a lot of these orders. He'll be like, we'll be finishing our meal. He'd be like, so I'm just gonna put it out there, ice cream could go down real nice. And then none of us have the self-reserve to be like, okay. So then we all jump on board. But Ticket went from literally hopping on every order, like every, and then to then now, there was a time where he was having like one meal every 2 days. Like the guy was on the air diet. It was
crazy. Bob's a sneaky fuck too, because on the trips, he'll go for those runs in the middle of the day.
Oh, first thing in the morning. He's there with coffee.
From ordering McDonald's breakfast and gambling to like, yeah, I'm going to go take a 3 mile run. Like just a very, very odd placement for the exercise session. You know, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I thought we were just being degenerates today. And then he hits you with that. And it's like, yeah, I can't get behind that.
45 class, this guy's in.
But it's all to clear the system to do that. Like, there's nothing better than, like, Thanksgiving. We played 2.5 hours of pickleball. You're drenched in sweat, and then you just clear yourself.
It's the earning mentality. You've earned you've earned mentally what you believe to be okay to do to your body. Where in reality, like, you still have to, like, you should – more often than not do that, but
it's not good. I mean, I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mikey, but like on one of these days, say I worked out, I do a class, I burn 1,000 calories, which is a lot. I would think with how we eat, I pack that on so fast to where that's out the window pretty quick.
I just think it's like out, like you gotta have more good days than bad days. That's really what it comes down to. I think if you have a lot, if you're like 75 to 80% good days, 20% bad days, I think you're in a good range right there. If 80% of the days are good days, then you have your 20%, I think you're fine. It's if you're getting to the 50-50 range, the closer you get to that, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in trouble because the bad will outweigh the good in that respect.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Really nice, D-Man. Really, really, really nice there, pal. I mean, look, I even like when we did the we did a drinking challenge for Bob DeSports, another one where we don't really remember much. I don't think it was as bad as that first wheel we had, D-Man. But I had set out, I knew the week prior that on that day I was going to have Wendy's, that I had mapped it out that I was going to have Wendy's that day. After the challenge,
mapped it out. Yeah, of course you mapped it out.
So the day comes after the challenge, we literally go to dinner and we have a big Italian dinner. I went home and I ordered Wendy's because that in my mind, that was going to be the day that I ordered Wendy's. It's bad. I got a problem.
Yeah, when you double down like and triple down like crazy. That, it's so wild. Like, that's just so wild. And I don't know. Go ahead, Joe.
The craziest thing I've ever witnessed with this group was we were on a road trip through Florida and we were stopped at an Airbnb. And this might have been the peak of when we were at our worst. We ordered McDonald's. Okay. We had an entire meal and we're sitting around watching games, and 15, 20 minutes go by. And Bob's just like, listen, or I think it might've been Ticket.
It was somebody. It was not me. It was Ticket.
It might've been Ticket or.
That's
or
when he was at, his fattest.
Oh, he was at his fattest.
Job there, Bob.
Yeah. He goes, listen, I'm not satisfied yet. I could run it back. They did another McDonald's order, Mikey. They ran it back. But doubled down.
The sickest part was the next morning we ordered McDonald's breakfast. So we had to shove the McDonald's off the table from the night before.
I tell you what, that's seeing the carnage in the morning of all the wrappers and shit. God. That's when it really hits you. Like, man, oh man, this is rock bottom. This is what rock bottom feels like. That's to be what rock bottom feels like. And by the way, when you do these challenges on the course with the drinking mixed with the eating, like, I don't know, like, how you could go out and eat. Like, I don't know. It's a miracle that you guys don't shit yourselves. Like, it's a miracle to me that you guys, bathroom wise, like, doing that, you just don't shit yourselves.
Yeah.
Because, like, that amount of drinking and eating out on a golf course, walking around like that, it's just a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
Let me tell you something, Mikey. It's not for the faint of heart, man. That those things are grueling.
I try to like not eat much before I go play golf because of that very concern. Like, my deepest, darkest concern is having having to take an uncontrollable shit while I'm and like I just like I, that's a nightmare scenario for me that I still have managed to avoid, by the way. And I played quite a few rounds the last couple of years, and I've avoided that.
The round I still wish I was there for was when you got into it with your caddy. I would pay to see what I just wish I could
not
see.
The arrow, it's the Indian.
Would love to see who was in the wrong there, how that all shook out. It would be just
Is that what he told you?
Yeah.
Well, that's like me and Ticket played at a country club that we had no business being at. And we played with Chucky, and he brought this guy, the member, who we didn't know who he was at all. And, you know, you're at these big country clubs, it's nerve-wracking on the first tee box. Ticket wasn't playing any golf at all. And he says to the caddy, which I thought was really nice, he's like, hey, man, just want to let you know I'm going to keep it moving fast today. I'm not a good golfer. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not going to slow anything down. The caddy looks at him, and he goes, well, I wouldn't jump into water if I didn't know how to swim.
Yeah, like, come on.
It was so, man. It was such an obnoxious, it was, come and on, he didn't even laugh at you. It was such a rude thing to say. And then Ticket sure as shit shanked his first tee shot. And it wasn't an enjoyable round, even if you're at this nice course.
That was my issue. This was Essex County Country Club. One of the most
great spots.
Beautiful.
I played there.
Yes. I mean, and I mean, like, it's gorgeous. And I just wanted to I don't get out a lot. I don't get out a lot. Like, for me to go play is like a big deal. Joe, you could go like this all you fucking want. You're so fucking naive. Like, I don't get out a lot, dog. Like, I can't just go golfing at whenever.
But that's because you choose not to golf. You do other things.
Joe, that's not true though, Joe. That's not true. I don't get a time where I could just be like, oh, I'm just gonna go out and take 4 hours for myself with the kids and shit. It doesn't happen often. So when it does, and on top of that, at a course like that, like, I just don't want to be bothered. Just leave me the fuck alone. Like, I just want to go out and enjoy the weather, the company, the game. Like, I just want to have a good time. This guy, I'm going to have you. Oh, forget it. By the end of this round, I'm going to have you doing. I go, yeah, okay, pal. I mean, just ridiculous, just overstepping, man. But speaking of shitting your pants on the golf course, anyway, do I have to tell you something about if you do shit your pants? There's a company out there that's on the lookout for you. It's a little company called MeUndies. MeUndies. All right, holiday season's officially upon us, and MeUndies, my go-to brand for unbelievable comfort, has you covered with everything you need to be your coziest self. From lounge pants to hoodies, sweats, and onesies, MeUndies is so much more than just an underwear brand. And since the holidays are here, what could be better gift for everyone on your list than a gift of comfort from MeUndies?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And the last one of the episode, very well done, Mikey V, is...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fellas, that's going to bring us into our buy or sell portion of the show. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I will start. Something that I'm buying that's big recently. They're all over the place now, and I think it's better than a regular hamburger. I am buying the Smash Burger. I had a Smash Burger.
Yeah.
Those, I mean, I think pound for pound, like sometimes you do need a big hamburger. I think it pound for pound, the Smash Burger is so much better than a regular burger because it's like crispy. And they're all over now. I'm big on the Smash Burger, D-Man.
Pop was talking about it last night. He ordered it. You know where he got it from, which I don't know if you tried, but apparently their greatest Culver's has a great...
Yeah, Culver's, I've heard
great
that,
yes. Smash Burger,
no
Bob.
Shit.
And you know what? They also have... We were talking about Culver's last night. They don't get the credit they deserve. They do the cheese fries, but the fries, they have the cheese on the side. It's unbelievable. You got to try it, Bob. Culver's burgers are legit.
They're Postmates. That's a 10-minute delivery on Postmates.
It's close.
Time you're going to put down an order of cheese fries, Joe?
Not for a while, Mikey.
When's the first like cheat day? Do you have like a highlight?
I know when I go to LA.
Okay.
When I go to LA, I'm going to cut. I'm going to cut one night and I'm going to go.
When is that?
What about Rayos?
I don't know if I'm going to do Rayos because I'm staying out in Terranea. I'm staying out in the Palisades. It's kind of a hike, but I think for sure the Christmas dinner, Mikey, will be like the first.
You have to. Yes.
The Christmas, we do a Christmas like a lunch, like a big meal earlier in the day. That'll be with my mom and my family. So that will be one that I do hit. And then that cut one's another one on my list. But I don't know, man. I don't have like too many. Like I'm going to really try like this next week. I'm going to Arizona next week with Bob and FP and stuff. I'm going to literally eat like nothing.
I need you. I need you as a support group. We got to hold each other accountable.
We got to stick together.
We
man.
Do.
Bob
we
is
do.
Saying that. Bob is saying this now. You know, goddamn well, he is not. He is not. He is. He's going to look to sabotage you every which.
That's
way,
not bro. True. That's, do you really
you're
think
saying that, that's not true? You're
think,
laughing.
Do you think that now? Well, I'm laughing because maybe I'll give in when Perez pulls into a McDonald's. Not that I'm pointing the finger at Perez, but that's exactly what I'm doing. But I don't want to see Joe go off the rails. I would never root for the guy to go off the rails, but could I possibly give in? Yeah, but that's why we got to hold each other accountable. A lot of Hawaiian bros.
Joe, head on a swivel there, bro. All right, head on a swivel.
It's a quick in and out, but like I'm traveling down with FP. Like we're flying on the same flights. We're stopping in Charlotte, I think, and then that's going to be
Bojangles.
I'm gonna make sure where we're flying into. I gotta make sure if it's Charlotte, it's not good, man. Yeah, we're flying into Charlotte.
Smashburger is a great call though, because on the Blackstone, that's like the big thing is doing the Smashburgers. Oh, yeah, with like the weighted press and all that shit with the chopped onion and all that nonsense
and the cheese.
Let me ask you, Mikey. If you go to do the Smashburger, can you just buy a regular patty and then just smash it, or do you have to buy a smaller?
For those, like, you just buy your ground beef and just make your own patties and then smash it with like the griddle, like they make like a smasher. I don't know what they call it, like a press, whatever. Like it almost is like a bacon press, but it could be circular, rectangle, and you just smash it down, chop up onions,
you just put it on
little cheese on there, and you know you're good to go. They're excellent though. On the griddle top
I would love when we come, I'd love you to make me a smash burger.
Sure, bud.
I really would.
No problem.
I really would.
I'm gonna mark that down.
Okay. All right. Let's head over to Joey D. Joey D, what do you got?
I'm gonna buy this week, and I haven't watched through all of it, but just really fun stuff. I'm gonna settle in and probably watch the rest of it tonight. The new Hard Knocks featuring the AFC North teams, really cool shit. And by the way, you got Jameis Winston in there, Bob. You got Mike Tomlin. I mean, you got some good characters in there. Mike Tomlin is wild to watch. Like they start off just doing all like their press, like their pre like season, it's like done in the middle of the season too, which I like. So like you see where the teams are at. It's not like a traditional one where they do it before the season and they're like amping up. It's like mid season. So you see them preparing for the teams and stuff. Really good stuff. I always like the Hard Knocks, but this one's even better because it showcases more than just the one team. It shows all the four teams, the Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Really cool stuff. I really enjoy the first episode.
Yeah, I would give that a go, especially the in-season, I think is cool. The only thing with the Hard Knocks is they've come out now with so much of it that it used to be like one thing leading into the season. It was awesome. They've come out with so much.
Three shows now.
Yeah.
It's like the off season, the preseason, and then in season.
This in season, though, this is cool. The in season is cool because it's different than any of the ones I've seen before. And it's
you know, Amazon had done that. Amazon had that like the season featuring the Arizona Cardinals. Like they had a show where it was very similar to Hard Knocks where they followed a team for the whole season. You remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
I hadn't seen that.
Well, HBO just did what they do best. They went off that blueprint and they made it better because, you know, they HBO does everything the right way. They do it.
Even the intros and stuff. I mean, it's done very well. Bob, you would really enjoy it, I think.
Kyler Murray was at it was the most random thing. He was sitting next to Tom Aspinall. Kyler Murray was at the last UFC event that I was at too, which was bizarre. See, I guess it was like a bye week for them. He's an interesting cat, huh?
Big gamer.
Yeah. They've said that about him. Big gamer. Just my thoughts. I do think I would end up like, if I actually tuned into it, Joe, I actually think I would end up really liking
it. It's right up your alley, Bob, which is, I thought of you right away when I started watching it.
Mikey V, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I guess it's going to be a three-way buy this week. I'm going to buy also, and I'm going to buy it started already, and it's got the potential to derail me, but I won't let it. But Christmas cookies, these cookie shares. Now that I got kids in school, they did this thing, Bob. Listen to this, Bob. I pick up Gabriella from school the other day, and they did this thing where it was a cookie bake, like a share thing, where every parent was obligated. I guess not obligated. You didn't have to participate, but you don't want to be the asshole that doesn't, to bring in like their own cookies. Oh. All right. Now I'm not used to this because I've never had a kid before. I got two kids, but you know, Dom, for whatever reason, I don't remember them doing it when he was there, but for Gabriella, every parent from every grade in the school brought in cookies and they had them like spread out on these tables. And you just went in there when you pick them up and you get a box and you just fill it with fucking all these different cookies. And I mean, you're getting a wide range of shit.
Sugar cookies or
snickerdoodle, peppermint chocolate chip. And the guy, he steered me the right way. The owner of the school, he comes up to me, he goes, Mike, he goes, this one girl's mom is a professional baker. He goes, you have to get this one cookie. He pointed me in the right direction. This cookie, it was like some type of like a like a salted caramel chocolate chip, like, and it was like, when you bit into it, you're like, okay, whoever made it, this is a professional cookie. This is not like a store-bought, like, this is a professional baker made this cookie. Unbelievable cookie. I'm buying the Christmas cookie, man.
Do you remember Ticket's ex-girlfriend? I was so upset when
she made
broke
the best
up.
Cookies ever. Allie.
Was it Allie? Yeah. Oh my
God. She would sprinkle salt on the chocolate chips.
Yeah, that's a good move.
So it would have an extra little tang to it, Mikey.
See, that's what this was. It was like a salted caramel chocolate chip. It's a game changer.
And it's after the cookie's done. If you see somebody, if you look at a cookie and you see salt on top of it, like a home baker,
she would wrap them in foil and give them out to us. It was some of the best cookies.
That salted thing is coming back, man. Like the Wendy's salted caramel frosty, which
it's
by the way, I had
sweet.
It.
Good.
It's good, yeah, Bob. Like it. It ain't the triple berry, dog. It's just
Wendy's.
The triple berry's the best.
Yeah. By the way, we got some fun stuff coming up with Wendy's. The triple berry was one of my favorites. I would love them to bring that back.
Triple berry should be listen, if you want to just make it seasonal, that's fine, but it can't be just a one drop release and you never see it again.
Is it better than the orange dreamsicle?
No, I got my power three is still triple berry one. No, triple berry one for me, Bob.
Wow, triple berry is number one. Yeah. You really.
And to be honest, chocolate, my power three is triple berry one, orange dreamsicle two, chocolates at three. Yeah, I got chocolate at three in my power ranking. I do. Wow. I do. I got OG chocolate at three. Wow. No, they've had misses, though. Strawberry, not there. The salted caramel's above that, but there's
I saw it was not there. Maybe you might have to run it back. It looked like the one you got, it was really
Soupy. Little soupy.
You might have got a bad machine.
Could have been
a bad machine.
Could have been. Joe, if you were at Wendy's.
They say stick it in the freezer 20 minutes after you get it. Or after you get it for 20 minutes, they say throw it in the freezer. It's a life-changing experience. I've never done that.
Tuna fish, it's better.
You
got
to have resolve to not keep eating it to do that.
I ate it so fast, Joe. I was so hungry. I was so hungry. It was insane. I got brain freeze like I've never had before. I was crying. I had tears coming out of my eyes. I was so hungry. I hadn't eaten in hours. And the only thing I had that day, I think, was a chicken salad. That's it.
It's such a special
big franchise. Health freaks here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show now. Big health freaks.
Joe, if you were at a Wendy's right now.
Oh, give me the order.
Let's say Swole Cuts is not a thing. You're at a Wendy's. Cuts. Yeah, Swole Cuts is gone.
Right.
Okay. You're at the drive-thru right now. You're starved. What's that order looking like?
I would do Dave's Double. I'd fire up the Baconator cheese fries.
Yeah.
I would probably fuck around with a Frosty, and I'd do I'd either do the chicken nuggets or I would do one of their bowls of chili, which just hits.
He loves the chili. He loves the Wendy's. Really? I knew the chili was coming, Bob. The chili, that train's never left.
By the way, I told Nicole the other day, I think I could eat soup every day for like 3 weeks straight and not have anything. I love soup. Chilies, stews.
That's a good top five to revisit one day, Bob, for draft style.
That's a great top five.
We did
five,
it. We did it back in the day. Now it would get real interesting because once you eliminate a soup off the board, that's going to get, like, once you get to the late rounds of the soup draft, that's
going to start firing in mulligatawny with your last pick.
Sure. cream of mushroom you're going to get to over there, you know?
A broccoli cheddar's got to be high up there.
Yeah. The only issue with me and soup is like, it's just it almost like if I'm really hungry, it just feels like it's a waste of my time. That's the only it has.
I get that.
It's just like it's a waste of my, like, it has to be in addition to a gluttonous order. So like if for you Chinese, when I order Chinese, I'll throw in the large wonton soup I have 30 other items that I'm going to be dabbling in.
Mikey, by the way,
but at a restaurant, it's tough to justify me doing a soup over an appetizer.
Next time you do the wonton soup, Mikey, you hit them with the war wonton. It's a more deluxe version of the wonton soup. Comes with more items inside of the wonton. Yes,
I'm not making war wonton.
I'm telling you right now.
Is this a Vancouver exclusive?
I'm telling you right now. Look it up. War
Bob, you've ever heard of this?
It comes with chunks of beef. It comes with chunks of actual beef in there. It's got more vegetables. It's like it's like the deluxe version of what. It's unreal.
There's a lot of off the menu. I like the house special fried rice. If in New Jersey metropolitan area, if you order a house special fried rice, they take like the pork, shrimp, beef, chicken, and they do it all in one fried rice. That's like the, that's like a little, like a hack. I've never heard of war wonton soup.
Here it is. The difference between wonton soup and war wonton soup is it has more vegetables, sliced chicken, roast pork, and shrimp.
Added. And don't forget the last line of that, that it's the best in Vancouver. If you get it from Vancouver.
War wonton, man.
I'm going to have to remember that, Joseph.
Oh, how, it's true.
Never heard of that.
W-O-R, war.
It's a great name. It's a great name for it.
It, it really is.
Mikey,
really is.
I would love for you to call and they have no clue what to, what you're talking about. Like for them just to be like,
oh, I'm gonna ask. Yeah. I mean, we're only a few weeks away from that. So I'm gonna be asking.
Write it down, Mikey. Don't forget.
I won't forget that. That's easy to remember.
How do Chinese places get their broccoli to be so different than any other broccoli?
Their broccoli is the greenest. Freshest, crunchiest looking broccoli on the planet. It's unbelievable. They must have some kind of broccoli farm hidden somewhere that only they have access to this produce. That's a great call. It's a great
broccoli is just a tremendous sesame chicken
combo platter with the egg roll. That little, and it's always like just a little nook of broccoli buried in the corner. Maybe four or five stalks at most is what you're getting.
And the best.
It's unbelievable though.
Baby corn, you won't see anywhere else.
And yeah, water chestnuts also, Joe.
But baby corn, you never see baby corn in the wild unless it's on a Chinese plate.
Correct. It's correct. Yeah, it's great. They've cornered the market on that. They really have.
This entire episode, all we have talked about is food. And I'm okay with that.
I'm starving.
Me too, so man. Fat, it's all we have talked about.
Yeah, but Bob, you're 3 hours behind us, so it's not even 10 a.m. there.
Yeah.
No, you think that matters? That don't matter.
But I'm doing this now. I don't eat till like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It'd be hard.
Holly wants to do sandwiches today, so that's gonna be
can we get a picture in the Gambler's Digest?
Little cutlet.
I'll tell you, if Holly tells you what to eat, you eat it. You don't.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't.
No, she's like, "What do you think about sandwiches today?" I said, "That's fine.
That's great.
That's totally fine."
Well, we got the Tolercio's Brony Dumb Show special.
There you go. There you go. And listen, you won't be hungry after you eat that bad boy. I can tell you that. That's enough to feed an army. Yeah. Yeah, now today will be like, if we do it the right way, I'm thinking like long hot pepper, chicken cutlet, sharp provolone, Joe, little balsamic glaze.
Nice. You do vodka sauce on there?
No.
I gotta dabble into the long pepper. I haven't had enough reps with
Love a long hot pepper.
Oh. I bet I would like it.
Love a long hot pepper.
It's not spicy, right? It's hot.
Well, I mean.
It's hot.
I mean, it's not hot temperature-wise. It's spicy.
It's spicy, Bob.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's head on into our top five. Okay. This is a top five that we have done before. We just have not done this in the snake draft format. So it's going to be the first time in the snake draft format. Joey D with a nice, nice list last week. You got to give it to Joey D. The Brilliant Dumb Show track has a really nice list. Really was.
That was a blowout.
I came dead last, right?
You sure did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So to this week's top five is going to be top five game day foods. Game day, what are you eating? Top five foods. Joey D, you have the first selection of where you'd like to go. Mikey, you're after that.
I'm going to go one.
Joey D's going to go one. Mikey, no, where would you like to go?
I am going to go two today. I'm going to take the rare spot.
I won it too. Yeah,
I think that there's two particular things that are the absolute indisputable ones.
There are.
I have to go too.
I think there's an undeniable one. Like if I was in Joe's position, I would take the one too.
Okay, that's fine. Right,
so I'm gonna have three, but okay. I'm curious to see it. Yep. Joey,
number one to me is a no brainer's pizza. I think that's the number one.
See, now that took Bob by surprise, and it took him by surprise because I'm gonna take what Bob thought was the
chicken wings.
Number one and two is wings. That's right.
I just think
pizza to me is the superior.
Oh,
you know why, Bob? Because when you have a bunch of people together, the pizza play is so much easier to distribute amongst a variety of people than a chicken wing order. And plus it's more filling. So like you have different variations. I mean, wings is right there. I think with Mikey, I think wings is the number two.
I think pizza and wings are 1A and 1B. That's why I had to go. It kills me to go two because I hate losing the back to back. But in this case, I just felt like that was the only move for me. I have to go to.
Okay,
I would have done the same.
I'm gonna go nachos, and then I'm gonna go sliders. So like a burger slider, to be specific.
I'll go subs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, they start after a while, and they start dropping off pretty quickly. That's
D-Man, are you okay? Just quick check with the committee. Are you okay with subs, or do you want something more specific?
No, I think it's like a sub sandwich. I think that we all know. I think that's fine with me.
Like, you know, you get that 6-foot slab, all right. You chop it up or whatever.
I'm going to go with...
You got back-to-back, Joe.
I know. This is huge for me, too. All right. I'm going to go with, like, fried chicken. And then on the way back, I'm going to go with give me like, I guess I got to go specific. This is where it gets tough. I'll go tacos.
All right. Taco. All right. No, all right. I'm going to go, I'm going to take buffalo chicken dip. Buffalo chicken dip.
Back to me for two?
That's correct, Bob.
Okay. Give me chicken tenders. And give me... Give me fries. Give me French fries.
Okay. Can I take, I know, Bob, you took nachos. Can I just take chips?
Yeah. I'm Joe, you okay with that? I'm fine with that.
That's like a snack more than like a game day food, though. It's a
food,
though.
But I mean, it's a food. I'm fine with it. I mean, look, the committee's got to agree. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to take chips.
All right. I'll go with like grilled salt, like sausage, like Smokies, like a hot dog. I don't know if you want to call it a hot dog or
like
sausage, but like, yeah, sausage in a bun, Smokies, whatever.
Michael,
a hot dog? No, just is it a hot dog or is it?
Or a sausage. Yeah.
Like a grilled like variation of like a hot dog or sausage. What, you know?
I think there's a fine line between a sausage and a hot dog, Joe. That's all I'm saying. I don't care.
I would say Smokies then. Is that Smokies?
All right. Well, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we'll go with Smokies. Yes. Smokies it is.
Not like a thin little dog, but like a sausage.
Smokies it is. Yeah, Smokies it is.
This guy can't help himself, dude.
No, he's the worst, isn't he?
I think he's talking about you, Mikey.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, I think you're talking about Mikey.
No. You're a problem.
Go watch the video again, dog.
Wow.
It's a great video. It's a great video.
All right, Joe, you got another one, though.
Yeah, you do.
Your last selection.
This is tough. Can I go Chinese food?
I mean, sure.
I'll go Chinese food.
I won't disagree with that because I could fuck with that, but that's a wild pick.
Mike, listen.
Do you mean
I don't disagree with it.
To me, Chinese food is fun as it gets.
It's sacred. It's sacred to me. You're walking on sacred ground when you talk about Chinese.
If somebody doesn't like that, they just don't get it, man. That's fine.
I'm big on Chinese food for the Sunday too. I mean, a Sunday.
Well, that's what I was against. Game day.
But do we need something more specific, or isn't that just considered a cuisine? I don't mind it. I'm just saying.
I think it's such a wild play that no one else is going to pick a variation.
That's fine. That's fine. He could take it. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. I'm between two things right here. I'm between potato skins or spinach artichoke bread bowl, like the spinach artichoke bread bowl dip. I already have a dip, so I'll go potato skins. I'm going to go with the potato skins.
Okay. I'm going to lock me in for ribs.
You know, Bob, I had ribs. It was down on my big board, but I did have ribs were there. They were there. It was an emergency thing for me. Good undrafted free agent.
Especially at the tailgate. If you see a guy at the tailgate busting out ribs, that's a seasoned vet. So, Mikey V, let's roll through what we got.
Joseph has pizza, fried chicken, tacos, Smokies, and Chinese food.
The old Smokies.
I have wings, subs, buffalo chicken dip, chips, potato skins. Bob has nachos, sliders, tenders, fries, and ribs. That's a hefty meal.
Feel good about it. Really good. Time. All right. Time will tell. Joey D takes it home last week. Mikey V broke the streak the week before with the crumb cake gate, which is big. So it's
should have put crumb cake. Fuck.
Oh, Mikey, there's not a world you would have run crumb cake back. What are you talking
about? I don't know. What do you think would get more votes, Smokies or crumb cake, Bob, for a game day snack?
I can't wait to see Smokies.
I've never heard of the term Smokies. That's the only reason.
Okay, you know what it is? It's like that. It's like a big sausage. Like it's bigger than a hot dog, you know?
But
like
no,
a
kielbasa
or something?
Yeah, like
where he threw me off though, he goes, he wanted to get a hot dog.
He goes, or hot dog. Yeah. Monopolize the whole phallic symbol food. That's fine. You get all the phallic symbol food, Joe. This is good. Anything that looks like a dick, Joe will put.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I love you, brother.
We love you, D-Man.
I love you, brother.
All right, folks.
By the way, that is a really nice sweater.
It's great sweater. I didn't want a sweater shame by anyone.
Nice sweaters, bro.
I know.
Sweaters go a long way, dude. You can really wear them. They're very versatile.
Tell you what else goes a long way. Show them the old wrist piece there, D man.
Shut the hell up, dude.
Show them the old wrist piece.
It's a bracelet.
Not just any bracelet.
That's out of his mind, man.
Oh, Bob, don't do that to him.
No, it's a nice bracelet. It's a really nice piece. All right, that has done it. Another edition.
You guys are out of your minds.
Another edition for a Really Dumb Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. And on that note, take care. We love you. We appreciate you. We will see you next time.
Bro.